Good morning. I'm Pastor Amy Little, and today is the Epiphany of Our Lord, January 6th, 2024. Our lesson today is from Revelation 21, verses 22 to 27. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it. The glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The tradition in the church is the belief that the wise men who sought the King of the Jews more than likely arrived to see the infant Lord up to 2 years after his birth, and not immediately in an outbuilding in the city of David. However, the important thing here is that God revealed the Christ child to the wise men, and he continues to reveal Christ to people every day. That's what the season of Epiphany is all about. God revealing the truth of the Messiah, God in the flesh to the world. In my previous devotion on Christmas Eve, I wrote about entering the temple and how it required worshipers to be pure and blameless in the sight of God. When Jesus came among us to live with us, it showed us that, as St. John said, he pitched his tent and lived among us, John 1:14. In the original language, quote, he tabernacled with us. This phrase harkens back to the Exodus journey, where God has his own special tent, the tabernacle, that the Israelites set up at each stop along the way. This was sacred space, and God dwelt among his people for 40 years in this manner. We often think of the church as the place where Jesus resides, the place where we can find him when we need him. But according to St. John in Revelation, the temple in the coming kingdom is the Lord Jesus. In the vision God gave to John, he noticed that there was no temple to go to, not in the whole city of the New Jerusalem. Rather, it is Christ himself who is the temple. Why would this be? If you think about it, if we are fully in the presence of God, then we have no need for a physical space to go to and worship him. The promise is that God will live among his people. He will be accessible in a way that we have never fully known. No more, it's time to go to church. Instead, the object of our devotion will be physically present, within reach, walking beside us, communicating with us, loving us. God won't have to offer any further revelations or epiphanies to his children. It will be obvious to all who love him that we are in the presence of the divine creator of all that is. God will fully reveal himself to his people, and we will dwell with him in his eternal glory. What happened long ago was a foretaste of eternity. Let us pray. We beseech you, O Lord, that our hearts be graciously enlightened by your holy radiance, that we may serve you without fear in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives, that so we may survive the storms of this world, and with you for our pilot attain the haven of eternal brightness. Through your mercy, O blessed Lord, who lives and governs all things, world without end. Amen.